Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a sprinkle of real talk. Ever feel like that internal motivation just fizzles out? Like you're staring at a mountain of tasks but can't seem to find the energy to climb even the first step? You know, that I'm just gonna check Facebook for 5 minute spiral we all fall into. Well, trust me, I get it. Motivation isn't always a magical fairy godmother waving a wand. Sometimes, it feels more like a fickle friend who ditches you when you need them most. But hey, that's why we're here, right? Tack this whole motivation thing and become the masters of our own focus, even on those days when the couch seems way more appealing than, say, finishing that project. Today, we're diving deep into how to stay motivated and focused. Think of this as your daily stoic power-up for conquering your day with intention and energy. First things first, let's talk about purpose. It's the compass that guides our motivation. Without a clear sense of why behind our actions, it's easy to get lost in a sea of distractions. So take a moment to think. What truly matters to you? What are your values? Your passions? Once you've got that clarity, use it as fuel. Remember those things when motivation dips because aligning your actions with your purpose is like hitting the turbo button on your inner drive. Next up, we've got the power of small wins. You know, those little victories that add up to big achievements. Ever felt overwhelmed by a huge task? Yeah, me too. Instead of focusing on the mountain, break it down into manageable chunks. Celebrate each completed step, even the tiny ones. That sense of accomplishment builds momentum and keeps you moving forward. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. Those small victories keep you engaged and excited to see what's next. Now, let's talk about those pesky distractions. They're everywhere, aren't they? Notifications popping up, emails demanding attention, that alluring social media scroll. The key is to be mindful of them. Schedule specific times for checking those things, and during your focus blocks, create a distraction-free zone. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, close unnecessary tabs, and maybe even let your housemates know you're in deep work mode. Think of it like training your brain to resist temptation. The more you practice, the stronger those mental muscles become. Remember, motivation isn't a constant state, it ebbs and flows. And that's okay. It's normal to have days when you feel less energetic or focused. On those days, be kind to yourself. Take breaks, move your body, get some fresh air. Sometimes, stepping away from the task can actually help you return with a renewed sense of perspective and energy. Finally, let's talk about accountability. We're social creatures, right? Sharing our goals and progress with someone we trust can make all the difference. It keeps us on track and provides that extra boost when motivation dips. So, find a friend, family member, or even an online community who supports your journey. Celebrate each other's wins and offer encouragement during those tough times because together, we're unstoppable. Okay, here's a real-life example that hits close to home. I was working on this big project last week, a podcast episode, just like this one, and I hit a wall. I felt creatively drained and my focus was scattered like confetti. It was tempting to binge-watch Netflix and call it a day. But then, I remembered the power of small wins. Instead of panicking about finishing the whole thing at once, I broke it down into smaller chunks. Research, outline, script recording. I tackled one step at a time, celebrated each mini victory, and before I knew it, the episode was complete. See? Breaking things down and focusing on the present moment can make all the difference. So, what are we taking away from today's episode? First, remember your purpose, that's your guiding star for motivation. Second, celebrate those small wins, they fuel your momentum. Third, be mindful of distractions and create a focused environment. Fourth, embrace those natural ebbs and flows of motivation. Be kind to yourself on tough days. And finally, find an accountability buddy who cheers you on and keeps you accountable. Now go out there and crush it. Remember, even small steps taken consistently lead to big results. I can't wait to hear about your wins. Share them with me on social media using the hashtag #StoicMorningReset. See you tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.